Pfizer is now the first company in the U.S. to seek FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine for use in people 16 and older. The Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization in late December. Since then, Pfizer has distributed more than 170 million doses across the country. Its goal is 300 million by August.
Meanwhile, the U.S. supports lifting patent protections on COVID-19 vaccines with the goal of giving countries the ability to manufacture their own and expand supply in low-income and developing nations. But the vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna, which use mRNA, are highly complex, meaning it could be a huge risk to make them all over the world. And for more about how mRNA vaccines work, we're joined now by Dr. Drew Wiseman at the University of Pennsylvania, one of the researchers who pioneered the use of mRNA vaccines. Dr. Wiseman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
You've been working with mRNA technology for decades, so you know that making vaccines in this way is not simple. One Pfizer executive actually said it requires 280 components from 86 suppliers in 19 countries. Is it going to take more than lifting the patent to expand access and supply?
So I've been working since really the spring of 2020 with the government of Thailand to build a GMP production site and help them make their own vaccine. So that's a local site that can produce RNA vaccines for that region. I think we need to do more of that. We need to set up similar sites in Africa, in South America, and in underserved areas. But the critical difficulty is the raw materials, both the enzymes to make RNA, the nucleotides, and most importantly, the lipids for the fat droplet that the RNA is held in.
Can you delve into that a little bit more, if you can explain in simple terms for our listeners how mRNA vaccines work compared to traditional vaccines that include part of the actual virus you're trying to fight in the vaccine?
So to start sort of at the beginning, when a cell wants to make a protein, what it does is it copies one of the codes in the DNA using mRNA, messenger RNA, that makes a copy of that protein code. It then travels to a machine that essentially reads the code and uses that to produce a protein. So what we've done with this mRNA vaccine is we're introducing the middleman. We're introducing the RNA that's taken up by immune cells, produces one component of the coronavirus called the spike protein. The response to the spike protein is what protects you from infection.
Why is this better equipped than traditional vaccines to fight variants of the coronavirus and even other viruses like flu strains?
The first thing is that RNA vaccines are incredibly fast to make. With RNA, you only need the sequence of the protein of interest. Once you've got the sequence, you can make an RNA within days to weeks. So it's very fast at responding to new pandemics, new emerging infections, and other potential diseases. The advantages of the RNA are also it produces protein for a couple of days, if not a little bit longer. The immune system recognizes that as more foreign, and it makes a much better immune response.
Well, doctor, I'm sure you're aware of the misconception out there that the mRNA vaccines are brand new. What can be done, do you think, to dispel that myth and ease people's concerns right now?
I think what people need to understand is this isn't a brand new vaccine. We've been working on this for 20 plus years, and many people have worked on this kind of vaccine. So it's well-established technology. It's been studied in people for over 5 years. What I like to point out to people is the risk-benefit. So the risk of getting COVID-19, people end up in the hospital at a rate of a couple percent for young people and 20 plus percent for old people. People die from COVID-19 on average 0.5% of the time. The COVID-19 vaccine is incredibly safe. So there's just no comparison of risk versus benefit for this vaccine.
That's Dr. Drew Wiseman of the University of Pennsylvania talking about the mRNA research that became the basis for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Dr. Wiseman, thank you so much.
Thank you.